we sing. It's you.
The staying power of that man is totally remarkable. 22 years old, that track, that's Cliff Richard, from 1962, and a track called It's You. The time, 8 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, three in a row from Neil Diamond after the news and weather at 8 o'clock on Shoreside. Meanwhile, this is the sound of Lobo.
I stopped sending flowers to your apartment. You said you aren't at home much anymore. I stopped dropping by without an appointment, 'cause I'd hear laughter coming through your door. Sometimes late at night you'll still call me, just before you close your eyes to sleep. You make me vow to try and stop by sometime, but baby, that's a promise I can't keep. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. I don't walk down through the village or other places that we used to go to all the time. I'm trying to erase you from my memory, 'cause thinking of you jumbles up my mind. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend. See you. You smile that way, you take my hand, and then introduce me to your latest lover. That's when I feel the walls start crashing in. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so let's just let the story kinda end. I love you too much to ever start liking you, so don't expect me to be your friend.
Lobo there with Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend, to take us up to the news in just under 3.5 minutes' time. Here's the sound of Mark Knopfler and The Long Road. Thank you.
Tunnyburn Limited, Decorating Centre, 16 Lombard Street, sale now on. Great value in wallpapers, tiles, paints and accessories. Wallpapers from £1.75 a roll. 5 litres of Crown White Emulsion, £9.50. 5 litres of Crown Magnolia Emulsion, £10.50. 5 litres of Vinyl White Silk, £13. 5 litres of Vinyl Magnolia Silk, £14.50. Tunnyburn Limited, Decorating Centre, 16 Lombard Street in Waterford. Sale now on. Waterford Industrial and Offshore Services Limited offer you protection from the potential dangers associated with today's industry. WIOS are at your service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Waterford Industrial and Offshore Services Limited carry a full range of clothing and safety equipment, PVC rainwear and footwear. WIOS give a complete and comprehensive service to the industrial and commercial user. WIOS, Waterford Industrial and Offshore Services Limited, 21 Peter Street in Waterford. Telephone 73748. See the range of business microcomputers at Waterford Microsystems. Systems for the IBM, Digital and Sanyo microcomputers at Waterford Microsystems. Your accounts, payroll, word processing, etc., all in one at WMS. With immediate backup facilities together with professional programming and training services. We help your business. Phone 77630 for further information. Waterford Microsystems, 7 The Mall in Waterford.
Shoreside Radio News, 227.
The time's exactly 8 o'clock here on Shoreside Radio, and a quick look at this morning's news for this Tuesday, the 30th of October. The EEC Commission is urging cuts in government spending in this country. In its latest economic report, the Commission says that only by scaling down less essential schemes can the government meet real social needs, and, at the same time, redirecting expenditure towards productive purposes for bringing spending into line with revenue. The Commission meets later today to consider how and where the £23 million they decided to give the famine relief in Africa will be spent. Ministers of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries meeting in Geneva today will discuss the distribution amongst the 13 producer states of the 9% reduction in output that was agreed yesterday. The ministers have agreed to limit production to a total of 16 million barrels a day in an attempt to maintain world oil prices. The Northern Ireland office has confirmed that representatives of Sinn Féin are being banned from visiting jails in the north, except when they're visiting close relatives. The announcement came after Sinn Féin assemblyman Jim McAllister said he was told he would no longer be allowed to visit Armagh Women's Prison. In Indonesia, at least 13 people were killed and many more injured when an ammunition depot exploded in southern Jakarta. The explosions are believed to have been set off by a fire, but the cause of which is not yet known. And in Chile, police used clubs and riot water cannon to disperse hundreds of anti-government protesters demonstrating in the capital Santiago last night. The demonstrations came on the eve of a threatened 24-hour general strike called for by left-wing political parties. Wells Kelly, the 35-year-old drummer with the band Meatloaf, has been found dead in a block of flats in North London. Police say foul play wasn't suspected. Kelly had been earlier with friends during the day. And in rugby, there are 4 new caps on the Irish team to play Australia at Lansdowne Road next Saturday week. They are Michael Bradley, Ray Anderson, Philip Matthews and Willie Sexton. The captaincy has been returned to Kieran Fitzgerald. Weather-wise, well, it'll be generally cloudy and mild today, but with some outbreaks of scattered showers. Temperatures 14 degrees Celsius, that's 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds will be moderate and southwesterly. And that's the news and weather together here on Shoreside Radio. The time's just approaching 3.5 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. We'll be back with news headlines at 8:30 and main news again in just under 1 hour's time at 9 o'clock. But it's at this time each day we play 3 in a row from selected artists, and this morning that artist is Neil Diamond.
Knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. the old soft shoe. Jump so high, jump so high. Then it lightly touched down. Middleman a sail in New Orleans he was. Down and out, he looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of life, he talked of life. He laughed, slapped his leg a step. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Said his name Bojangles and he danced the lick. Across the cell, grabbed his pants a bit, a stance and jumped so high. Clicked his heels, he let go a laugh, let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he and traveled about his dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Sit or dance now at every chance in honky-tonks. For drinks and tips, most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drank so bit, he shook his head, and as he shook his head, heard someone ask, please. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, go on and dance. Tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold.
Yesterday's gone. Now all I want is a smile. You need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rocks. Big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone, and now all I want is a
can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
Three in a row this morning from Neil Diamond. And let's hope you enjoyed Neil Diamond there. And we had Sweet Caroline, as you just heard. Before that, Love on the Rocks. And starting the three off, Mr. Bojangles. And we'll be back after the 8 o'clock news here on Shoreside Radio yet again tomorrow morning with three in a row from another well-known band or artist. The time's exactly 8:15, and if you have just joined us, you're welcome along. Shoreside Radio coming to you here in Waterford City and surrounding areas on 227 metres on the medium wave and on 98 megahertz FM and VHF. I'm sure you recognise the strains of that. A golden oldie, one of the biggest hits of a couple of years ago. Dexy's Midnight Runner, isn't it? Come on, Eileen. But 2 years old. Let's see if we can stretch the memory way back just a little bit further.
You've done it all. You've broken every code. Pulled the rebel to the floor. You've spoiled the game. No matter what you say. Only metal, what
Nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. Resist, resist. You have to hide. Oh,
come up and see me
to make me smile. Oh,
I'll do what you want.
Run on
wild.
No more, you've taken everything. From my belief in Mother Earth, can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Away, away. And don't say maybe you'll try
to come up and see me
to make me smile.
I'll do what you want, just run on wild.
From the late 70s, that's Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel and Come Up and See Me, Make Me Smile and all that sort of thing. The time just 23 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock here on Shoreside Radio, and for a first time for this week we'll have a look at some of the community notes that we have in at the moment of this Monday. Keep thinking it's Monday. It's a Tuesday morning, of course, so it can't be too bad. First off, for sale, a customised Morris Minor. There are many extras on this car. Wide wheels, spotlights, the interior is fully decorated. There are rally car seats in it, and there are also many spare parts. Sounds like a right little hot rod. It says here it's in very good condition and that there's a genuine reason for sale. The colour, don't let this put you off, it's a metallic purple, like a stewed prune on wheels. If you'd like to know more about that car, and Morris Minors, as you know, are worth a lot of money these days, well, you can ring us here at the studio between 10 and 5 o'clock this afternoon. The number is 733-27 for that Morris Minor. What else have we got here on my notes? Yes, the Adoptive Parents Association of Ireland are holding their annual general meeting on Sunday the 11th of November in the Royal Hotel in Athlone. If you have any connections at all with the Adoptive Parents Association, you are advised to be there due to a recent publication from the Minister in relation to adoption in this country. The Kilbarry Gym Club has been in existence now for 4 weeks, and they'd like to remind you that it's open every Saturday from 12 midday till 1 o'clock for beginners, and from 1 until 2 o'clock in the afternoon for advanced gymnasts, hoping that within the next couple of years and the forthcoming Olympic Games, we'll have somebody from the Kilbarry Gym Club representing this country. The tuition fee, if you are into gymnastics, is a mere 75 pence, and that's well worth it for getting a bit fit and also meeting people and enjoying yourself at the Kilbarry Gym Club. That's for beginners between 12 and 1 o'clock on a Saturday, and for those slightly more advanced and possibly a bit older, between 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I don't really know what this is, but small note here, it just says a meeting of all plumbers, both employed and unemployed, will be held this evening, that's Tuesday night, in Connolly Hall, and that starts at 7:30. And if there are any inquiries there at all, if you'd like to know more about this plumbing situation, well then 74665 is the number to ring, 74665. I'm sorry, I can't give you any more details, I don't even know what it's about. The Year of the Piper is being presented in the Ferrybank Community Centre by the Ferrybank Players on Friday and Saturday next, that's November the 2nd, and Friday, sorry, to Sunday next, I was wondering, the November the 2nd to the 4th, that's taking place at 8 o'clock in the evening. Admission to that is just £1.50. And a super bazaar will be held in the Little Sisters of the Poor in Manor Hill. This is the home for the aged on Saturday the 3rd of November from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening. There are various stalls, crafts, cakes and Christmas puddings to be bought there, all very reasonably and of course all going to an extremely good cause there. The Dominican Church here in Waterford are presenting a novena in honour of St. Martin. That's taking place on Saturday the 3rd of November through to Sunday the 11th of November. The novena at 7:30 each evening. The blessing of the sick, that's on the last day, Sunday, November the 11th, and that's taking place in the afternoon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The preacher is Father Miles Nolan. Don't forget that novena in honour of St. Martin. Don't forget also in the Theatre Royal this week, taking you through until Saturday, the one and only Hal Roach is in full swing, and he opened up there last night. I believe it went down well, and that tickets are very few and far between. But if you think that you might just be able to get one of the few remaining tickets on sale, why not go down and see Waterford-born Hal Roach, and I'd say you will really enjoy it. He's also presenting a Caribbean man, for want of a better word, who is an expert limbo dancer, and he's willing to offer you £1,000 if you can go lower than he goes. So how low can you go? Why not go and see? You might come out with £1,000 if you're close to the ground. Finally, a confidential telephone contact service for those with drug problems or those who are concerned about drug abuse in any way whatsoever began last Monday week. It's open all week long between Monday and Friday for 2 hours each evening. That's from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock in the evening. And the centre is manned by trained volunteers at the other end of the phone. If you have any inquiries at all about drugs, alcohol abuse or even tablets or tranquilizers or anything that nature, the number to ring is 73333. That's 73333 between 8 and 10 o'clock in the evening, Monday to Fridays. And if you would like to know more and you don't really want to ring them, you can always write to them. The address is Drug Aid, 32 the Mall, here in Waterford. Finally, don't forget the Smiths are in concert in the Savoy, and that takes place on Wednesday the 14th of November. There are just a couple of tickets left, so I'm reliably informed. I'm not quite sure of the booking this week. I think it'll possibly be during the afternoon hours between 2 and 6 o'clock. I'll find out what times during the weekdays those tickets are available at the booking office in the Savoy. There aren't too many left, and as I say, I'll come back to you and just let you know about that later on during the programme. The time is 29 and a half minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock here, and we're going to have a quick look at the news headlines here on Shoreside Radio. First off, the EEC Commission is urging cuts in government spending in this country. In its latest economic report, the Commission says that only by scaling down less essential schemes can the government meet real social needs. Ministers of the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries meeting in Geneva will today discuss the distribution among the 13 producer states of the 9% reduction in output that was agreed yesterday. The Northern Ireland office has confirmed that representatives of Sinn Féin are being banned from visiting jails in the north, except when they're visiting close relatives. And in Indonesia, at least 13 people were killed and many more injured when an ammunition depot exploded in southern Jakarta. And in Chile, police have used clubs and riot water cannon to disperse hundreds of anti-government protesters demonstrating in the capital Santiago last night. Wells Kelly, the 35-year-old drummer with the band Meatloaf, has been found dead in a block of flats in North London. Police say foul play wasn't suspected. In rugby, there are four new caps on the Irish team to play Australia at Lansdowne Road next Saturday week. The captaincy has been returned to Kieran Fitzgerald. And weather-wise for today, well, it'll be generally cloudy and mild with some scattered outbreaks and showers. Temperatures 14 degrees Celsius, that's 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds will be moderate and southwesterly. And that's a quick look at the news headlines and weather here on Shoreside Radio. The time's exactly 8:30. Main news in half an hour's time at 9 o'clock.
Come to the great sale at Needles and Pins at the Waterford Shopping Centre, Lisdougan. Great reductions on Peyton's Nulon and Tivoli yarns. Reductions too numerous to list, so come and see for yourself. Needles and Pins stock the widest range of Tivoli, Hayfield and Diana brushed chunkies. Kismet machine cones now in stock. Full range of colours stocked in Wendy Cotillion 4-ply. Remember, Needles and Pins open until 9 p.m. on Thursday and Friday nights.
Let's go, ladies, look bright and beautiful, enjoying their shopping day. You can tell they've been treated well, 'cause that's the Besco way.
Besco October Home Baking Giveaway. Win a fabulous Tricity electric cooker. Plus the following fantastic prices. 2 kilos of Heart's Delight flour, 69 pence. 100 grams of mixed peel, 17 pence. 100 grams of cherries, 33 pence. Half pound of Stark margarine, 24 pence. Raketex cooking foil, 42 pence. And 100 grams of ground almonds, 62 pence.
Well, 'cause that's the Besco way.
Baking is easy when you buy at Besco.
You'll be treated well, 'cause that's the Besco way.
Fancy a good pint for 15 pence or a bottle of wine for 40 pence? Then call to George White's in O'Connell Street and get yourself a home brew kit. Make your own beer, lager or stout with Brewmaster and your own wine with Connoisseur's Choice. George White stock everything you'll need for home brewing, including kits, heaters and instruction books. Serve yourself a pint at 1970 prices by brewing your own beer, lager or stout. Get all your requirements from Waterford's only specialists in home brew.
It's George White, the family shop. That's George White. It's got the lot, O'Connell Street, the family shop for almost 300 years.
And welcome back. Just approaching 27 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. This is Shoreside Radio. A very good morning to you from all of us here on the radio station. Let's hope that it's the first day of the week for you, perhaps, if you're back to work. It's a Tuesday. It shortens the week and that things are going your way.
She knows that happy we live up this far. To be honored to be my lover. To me that could not be another. To be honored to be is my plea. It's as you like it, you know. To me that could not be another. In hardback or in paper cover. To be honored to be. Some like the sun, they'd be a Barbadian. We think it's fun here in Stratford-on-Avon. Kids go out to a disco show. We stay and praise Malvolio. Who cares if Will he dressed disguised as chicks? To be on, not to be my lover. To be there could not be another. To be on, not to be smartly. It's as you like it, you know. Do, 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 do. Host. To be on, to be my lover. To
That's the sound of Ba Robertson. B.A. Robertson to be or not to be? That is the question. Whether it is nobler to be broadcasting or to be listening to rather bigger organisations telling you you shouldn't be broadcasting. It's all a question of taste. That's what they say. It's 24 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock and well done to everyone here in Waterford City, really showing that we are very, very generous in our own way. 2 days, that's all it took for a collection down in George's Street during the weekend to collect just about £10,000 for famine relief in Ethiopia, and that's a tremendous figure to reach in 2 days. And well done all those people who went over and all on their own accord just dipped into their pockets and handed out money. It is a fantastic reflection on people here in Waterford. The only sad reflection, looking back on it, was the little men in the brown coats and the brown hats with the yellow band on them sticking parking meter or tickets on everything around, including a clapped-out car that had been dumped 6 months ago with no wheels and no windscreen wipers. It's still got a ticket. That's the way the weekend went. Hope you had a good one. Here's it with its Culture Club.
TV and I thought it was a shame. It was a man dressed like a woman, and he had a boy's name.
Well, I heard it on the radio while I was in the tub. Now, Joe, what in the world is this thing they call the Culture Club?
Well, it's some old boy from England, Mo, and he's making $1 million.
Yo, we'll never make $1 million driving these old trucks.
Too many nights of drinking, losing football bets. Lately we'd do anything to get us out of debt.
Where's the dress? Give me them high-heel shoes.
Where's the dress? We'll be money-making fools.
We might close the bars down and cause a few arrests.
But if it makes some money, tell me where's the dress. Well, I'll hire me a nurse to tote my purse, and I'll keep it full of beer.
Yeah, and I'll have a girl to drive my truck and one to tease my hair.
We can still go fishing, wear our old blue jeans. When it comes to showtime, we'll be country queens.
Where's the dress? Give me them high-heel shoes.
Where's the dress? We'll be money-making fools.
We might close the bars down and cause a few arrests.
But if it makes some money, tell me where's the dress?
Mo, now we gotta go to Kmart right now and get some lipstick and some rouge.
Where's the dress?
Hey, Joe, why don't we do this thing up right and get some of them ostrich plumes?
You know,
where's the dress?
I was wondering if they made a pink pump in a size 12, Mo.
Where's the dress?
You don't think that old boy from England shaves his legs, do you, Joe?
Where's the
dress? Well, I don't know, Mo, but it'd take a bush hog to cut the hair off our legs.
Where's the dress?
Yes, that's Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. They're a bit tongue-in-cheek all about poor old boy George. Yes, they say that they like her, but they don't like him too much.
Deep ball. Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Natchez in the bathroom, just below the stairs. All of something happening and nothing going on. There's all of something cooking and nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
The place for us movies, you just gotta lay around.
Nobody told me there'd be days like these.
The late John Lennon there, and nobody told me. The time just 13 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, a bit of comedy coming from Neil Tobin, that coming up before the news at 9 o'clock. And just like to say congratulations to anyone who was up in Dublin charging round the streets in their runners yesterday. What a fine turnout, over 8,000 people, and most of them finishing, no matter what the time. Don't mind the winners, sure aren't they almost professionals. Anyone who did it for a fun run and raising money for charity, congratulations. And if you're feeling a bit stiff and sore today and you're back here down at the fine south-southeast corner of the country, well, aren't you well away from the streets of Dublin? A particular congratulations to all those running with the Ardkeen Ambulance Service yesterday. As far as I know, they all finished. They were sponsoring money for a new piece of equipment within the cardiac unit of the ambulance service. And as far as I know, they've made quite a lot of money. Those people, Marie Trainer, Peter Shorthall, Pat Whelan, John Shanahan, Chris Hewitson, Robert Sinnott and Declan Shanahan. The lot of you, well done, fabulous. And let's hope that you've got enough money to get the equipment that is so badly needed by our ambulance service here in Waterford. And if any of you are listening, well, your money is waiting for you here in Shoreside from what we sponsored you. So you can come in and collect it any time you want and perhaps talk to us about how the run went and how you're feeling today. And don't forget, there are quite a few stairs coming up to the studio, so perhaps you better leave it for a day or so till you sort yourself out. To all those people who ran yesterday, well done, congratulations, and let's hope you make it again next year in better time. Here are the Beach Boys. Lady Linda, coming from the Beach Boys. We'll liven it up for a minute and then turn to Neil Tobin for a bit of comedy. First off, let's have a quick blast of the tonsils. It's Wobbly Stevens. Shaky, being collected by the man in the white coat with the large net and going off for a single ticket holiday. The time just 5 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for a little bit of lighter relief this Tuesday morning, coming from Neil Tobin.
There's a certain characteristic which Stephen Potter ascribed to the English. He called it one-upmanship, wrote several books about it. But of course, we as a race have been practicing one-upmanship for centuries, except that we don't use that phrase. We call it being way ahead of I. Way ahead of you. And this is a characteristic that you will find all over the country, in Dublin as well as in the rural parts. Hey, champ. What? Remember that pound I gave you yesterday? What about it? Was there ever a chance I could have it back? No, I'm not finished with it. But I've seen you putting a wad of notes into your sky. I mean, you're loaded with money, I've seen. Oh, no, that's the children's allowances money. The children's allowances money, I have to bring that home. Children's allowances money. Surely for me, you wouldn't have that either. The same two men leaving Daily Bond Park. Hey, Jim, what do you think the new bloke? Grey, isn't he? Grey head. See the head? Grey head. Are you kidding me? He's a pain in the ass. A pleading waste, that fella. Oh, no, you're wrong. I'm telling you, you're wrong this time. I'm telling you, in a year's time, 100,000 wouldn't buy him. You're dead right, and I'm one of them. But it's not
confined to the men, of course. It's the ladies also have their little one-upmanships. There was a lady in the days when Moore Street was Moore Street who ran an orange stall. And an American approached her one day and he said, very nice oranges you got there, man. What do you charge for them?
Well, the oranges isn't...
The oranges, yeah.
She said, $3 a dozen, sir.
And what's that in dollars?
$20.
And, this is where suspension of disbelief enters the story. He bought the oranges. And, he went off, he was trying to pick the best orange to eat first, and he noticed there were only 11 oranges in the bag, so he came back and he said, pardon me, ma'am, but I guess even in Ireland, a dozen means 12, right?
That's right, sir, yes, 12.
Well, I only got 11 oranges in the bag.
That's right, sir, one of them was bad, I threw it away.
You'll find it, of course, as I say, in all parts. In Galway, there was a man whose form of one-upmanship was his pride in the way he spoke Irish, how absolutely accurate and grammatically correct he was. And he went into a hotel one day, and as is traditional on these occasions, he found a fly in his soup. So he called the waiter, Cossel, 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 Pies, Pies. Or...
Chair.
The man pointed at the fly and said, Bramo.
On Kiryuok.
On Chilio.
You see, it's feminine.
Shoreside Radio News, 227.
Broadcasting on medium wave and on VHF, the time here is 9 o'clock. The EEC Commission is urging cuts in government spending in this country. In its latest economic report, the Commission says that only by scaling down less essential schemes can the government meet real social needs and, at the same time, redirecting expenditure towards productive purposes for bringing spending into line with revenue. The Commission meets again today to consider how and where the £23 million they decided to give the famine relief in Africa will be spent. Ministers of the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries meeting in Geneva will today discuss the distribution among the 13 producer states of the 9% reduction in output, which was agreed yesterday. The ministers have also agreed to limit production to a total of 16 million barrels a day in an attempt to maintain world prices. The Northern Ireland office has confirmed that representatives of Sinn Féin are being banned from visiting jails in the north, except when they're visiting close relatives. The announcement came after Sinn Féin assemblyman Jim McAllister said he was told he would no longer be allowed to visit Armagh Women's Prison. In Indonesia, at least 13 people were killed and many more injured when an ammunition depot exploded in southern Jakarta. The explosions are believed to have been set off by a fire, but the cause of that is not as yet known. And in Chile, police have used clubs and riot water cannon to disperse hundreds of anti-government protesters demonstrating in the capital Santiago last night. Demonstrations came on the eve of a threatened 24-hour general strike called for by left-wing parties.